This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start this day by taking some time with God, I wonder what you're facing today that seems to be bigger than you can handle. Let me read to you what our passage we're looking at this week says about Jesus. It says, "In these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world." A little later it says, "And he upholds the universe by the word of his power." Now we think about the power of God creating the world and upholding the world, keeping it running, the amazing immensity, the vastness of this universe, and all the things in the world around us. God created this world. He put it here. Maybe you think, what does that have to do with me? How does that impact on my life? What relevance is that to me? Well, it's hugely relevant. As you think about that thing that you're facing today that's beyond you, it may be something outside of you. Maybe news you've gotten from the doctor that's really bad. It may be circumstances you're facing and some calamity in your life. Or it may be something within your person. Maybe there's an addiction that you've been trying to overcome over and over with all the willpower you have, and you just cannot overcome it. A substance addiction, or an addiction to pornography. Possibly it's a way that you are relating to someone in your life, and you know you need to stop relating them. And you know you need to stop relating to them in that way, but you just cannot seem to stop. The anger just pours out of you. What I want to suggest to you is not that you learn to try harder. How does trying harder work for you? Not very well. But rather, come to the end of yourself. You need to come to a place, as you head into this day, of accepting your own inadequacy in these things that you're struggling with, and turn to God for help. He created the world. He upholds the universe by the word of his power. Whatever you're facing today, he can get involved in. I was reading a book this week that said we need to come to the place of saying to God, "I can't." And you never expected that I could. And you can, and you always said you would. "I can't, and God never expected that I could. But he can, and he always said that he would." Jesus Christ, the one this passage is about, is in you if you are a Christian. And he is in your life to transform your life. Do you know the Christian life cannot be lived by you? It can only be lived by Jesus. And you need to come to the place in your life of saying, "Finally, I've tried and tried and I just can't. But Jesus, I know you can. I know you did. And you're alive today and living in me. And I want to, at this point, as going to this day, I want to say to you, I invite you to live your life in me. As I face that person that I just cannot keep from being angry towards in life, I want to come to you and say, I can't hold that back, but you can, and you're in me, and I'm trusting you. I'm allowing you to live your life through me in this situation." As you face that addiction to pornography, and you find yourself drawn to those websites, you just come to him and say, "Jesus, I can't confront this. I can't control this. But I know that you can, and I'm willing for you to think your pure thoughts through me." As you go into this day, accept your inadequacy and invite Jesus to live in and through you, because he can. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.